news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Beautiful Monday morning. Happy Monday to you, Malcolm.
What a beautiful day.
I know. I woke up and was like, you know, I love all my people and I'm so glad I get to come in and spend my mornings with you. But I will tell you, if only I could take this and sit out there. Just probably wouldn't hear me because of all the cars.
We could probably arrange it.
I mean, we could make it work. We could make it work. You just hang my head out the window like a dog.
You could go on location.
I mean, people do it.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. I want to chat about the weekend. But first, I want to finish this up because people are saying good morning about and weighing in that they do not watch the Oscars. And in fact, the last year's Oscars were at, we had them right before COVID hit. And they say, like, they haven't gotten the number in yet for how many people watched this year, which last year I believe it was on CBS and this year was on ABC. But last year they had like 9.2 million people watch. And this year they haven't gotten the numbers yet. I wonder if it's because they're just nervous to tell us.
Yes. Yes. That's the old trick. I have to tell you that I had not intended to watch the Oscars because I'm not going to sit through that yawn fest again. But then I remembered that you would certainly ask me this morning for my opinion.
You knew it was coming, so you watched it. You're like, I'm doing this for Jenna.
So I sat through to the bitter end. I don't know how I stayed awake, frankly, because it was...
I was drooling by like 9:30. Yeah. I was out. I'm sorry.
I don't want to overstate, but I thought it was a yawn.
Yeah. Well, and so somebody weighed in that... it used to be comedy, it used to be entertainment, it used to be funny and kind of an escape from reality. But now there's no more comedy. It's a political platform and bashing law enforcement.
Yes.
And we're sick of it.
Yes.
Ooh,
I agree with many of those things. We all do. But she's saying that is exactly right. We look to Hollywood to entertain us, not to tell us what we should be thinking and what we should be doing.
Amen.
You know, in the Great Depression, people went to the movies because they wanted to forget.
That's right.
There's a reason why movie theaters originally were big and beautiful and ornate, because people wanted to go and
escape,
get out of themselves. And that's what the Oscars should be. It should be entertainment, a little fantasy, yeah. They've completely lost track, I think.
Oh, yes. I will tell you, I said I was going to share who my favorite person was at the Oscars. Kind of my favorite look, too, because this one, it blew my mind. I mean, it was already going to be out of the ordinary because of COVID, because there couldn't be a lot of people. They didn't do the cinema setting in a giant amphitheater. Mm. It was like, you know, they... kind of rent it like a Hilton head or Hilton or something, but I'm not knocking a Hilton. I'm just saying it just didn't look like it usually did. And so this woman in particular, and in fact, she kind of did something amazing last night. She was the first woman of color to win Best Director Award at the Oscars, and that's Chloe Zhao, and that was the director for Nomadland. But it wasn't just the fact that she won for her brains and her talent. You know, to me, she was born in Beijing, studying in London, and she gave such a wonderfully encouraging acceptance speech. It was all about the goodness of people and bringing it back to being good to one another.
Yes.
That I could really appreciate. And her attire was... darling. She wore pigtails and sneakers with this precious, like, nude, taupe-colored, flowy dress. And so I feel like, hey, if you're going to be yourself at a not so traditional Oscars, be like Chloe and go all out.
Can I disagree with you?
I know you would. I was waiting for it.
Yes.
I didn't choose it on purpose to disagree, but it is spicy.
If you're nominated for a national award, the least you can do is dress up a little bit.
I mean, she didn't even do her makeup.
Yeah.
But it could be religious, I also have to say. I didn't look deeper into it.
As you know, I'm not a formal person. I hate formality. One of the reasons why I love this country is the informality. But I think that went a little bit too far. I mean, at least make an effort.
I mean,
am I being a little stodgy here?
No. The sneakers were what? I was watching with my friend. We were texting back and forth. And as soon as I saw the sneakers, I was like, put a fork in me. I'm done. That's it. I fell asleep within a few minutes. But her quote was this: this award is for anyone who has the faith and the courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other.
You know what I did notice?
Tell me.
Some of the men wore tuxes, and most of them had pre-made bow ties, which I hate. If you're going to put your tux on, then get a nice bow tie.
What do you mean, like a clip-on? They had clip-ons?
Well, yeah, they have those.
Oh, where you just like straight, you don't tie it.
You don't tie it, it's pre-tied.
Like the kind I choose for my son, who is a little kid.
Well, you know, every time I wear my tux, it takes me about half an hour to tie my bow properly because I'm not very don't have any dexterity. But I am determined and I do it because, I don't know, I just think it looks so much better. And you would think these movie stars make lots of money, I presume, and could have a guy come in and tie it for them. In fact, I'd be happy to go do it for them at a fee, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
You'd have to pay him.
Yes.
But, no, I understand, and there's something classy about just like seeing the bow tie that's been tied and you've taken that time. Reminds me of like Dean Martin, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like that, he took a moment. And I miss like the suspenders. I miss the cuff links and it being down to, now it's kind of like who can be, where there was one guy, he was wearing hot pink.
Yeah, who can be the most outrageous?
Right.
Yeah.
And they definitely do well when it comes to being outrageous. But you know, if you go to an event here, like I have an event in a couple of weeks here in Pensacola, and you don't really see people do that. You see people, they just show up, they wear the navy blue or they wear the black, they throw on a tie, and you know, we're good. The women, you pick a color, you wear a gown, usually appropriate, and you go for it. You don't really see, you know, people kind of step out of the box. Is it because we're afraid of what other people will think, and these people aren't, though?
I think it's probably because we don't want to wear pink. I mean, it's not us. I think I would look a little odd in a pink suit.
I would pay good money to see that. I'd pay really good money to see you in a pink tuxedo. It would have to be a tuxedo with some rufflage, too. That would definitely be worth it to
me. Maybe we should have a retro tux, one of those powder blue with the
ruffles and the cummerbund. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it would be something outside of the box, but bringing it back. What's his name? Lakeith Stanfield. He was an Oscar nominee, and he showed up in wearing Saint Laurent and literally looked like 1970s. I mean, with the chest hair and the necklace. He brought it all the way back. But it wasn't, that's, to me, is not, it's a jumpsuit too. That's not Oscar attire.
No.
You know? So I do appreciate some style. I will tell you, my absolute favorite was Regina King. She looked stunning. And she wore the powder blue. And it kind of looked like a fairy mixed with a mermaid. It was very elegant, classy. And she was covered up. And so it just looked beautiful.
Well, speaking for the guys, we kind of miss the days when they came in those outrageous dresses.
In the out- Oh, okay. Well keep
we're guys. I mean, that was one of the things we looked forward to with the Oscar was,
I mean, some of them did. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I didn't see any.
The Zendaya, I wouldn't say it was completely, outrageous, but the pop of yellow, that canary, almost neon yellow with a little bit of skin. But she's young and probably wears like a size 000, and so she can get away with it, And she probably, she looks like she's 22. I don't even know how old she is, but yeah, she could get away with it. However, if you're 60 and you show up in that, I'm just going to be like, honey, we need to have a talk.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's rules to it.
Yeah. I don't want to sound too stodgy. I think we should wear whatever we feel comfortable with. To a certain extent, but you should also, I think, bear in mind the occasion.
Yeah. Well, I wore gauchos today, so there's that. All right, let's take a quick break. We have more with Malcolm Ballinger when we come back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople. No fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car. Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Almost 16,000 people follow us on Facebook for breaking news, weather, and traffic. No more wherever you are, because you like Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the house or out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Hey, Malcolm, how was your weekend?
Well, apart from the Oscars, it was great.
That part was terrible. Let's stop talking about it.
Last Thursday, I played golf in a tournament and had a great time with the home builders.
Oh, fun.
And it was pretty chilly in the morning, so I didn't put any sunscreen on. And then the sun sort of crept up on us, and so I got a little sunburn But so anyway.
The first fry of the season.
The message I was going to say was make sure you put on your sunscreen, even if it's not too warm first thing in the morning.
Yes, every day for me, just because, you know, getting old over here.
Yes. And really, other than that, was quiet. I'm ashamed to say I was going to go to the symphony because Corey McKern was singing, and he's got a wonderful baritone voice. But I started a project at home, starting to empty my storage unit. And the next thing was I looked at my watch, and it was gone 6:30, and I was at the storage unit and filthy. So I missed, and I really wish I'd made the effort to do that.
Oh, you worked hard.
Yes.
So you have a storage unit. Is it just like stuff you've collected over the years, or, you know, how does that, for my husband, he has storage units. Now he's had to get rid of them. Mm-mm. I do not. I could pretty much move out in like a matter of 30 minutes, but.
Well, long story short, when we downsized, you know, we had a 2,900 square foot home and went down to 1,500. I got rid of a lot of stuff. But I did put some of it in a little storage unit. I wish I'd got a bigger unit and put more in there, because there's many things that I wish I had now that I sold or gave away. So anyway, I'm in the process of integrating what's left, either throw it away or bring it into the house. So,
okay.
The problem is there's so much stuff that brings back memories that, and it's junk really, but it has memories for you.
Sure.
And so it's just so hard to make that decision. But you can't keep everything. So I had that test, but I'll.
Right. It's spring. It's nice weather to do it, so you're not sweating way too much.
Yes.
I'll tell you that much, because in about a month, you're going to be wishing that you had started sooner if you don't start now.
Yes.
And so, I agree. I was downtown for a little bit on Saturday. My kids, they got all A's in their last report card. I'm very proud of them. Mm. And so as a reward, we took them downtown to get a treat at Bubba's. And it's always a fun little outing to go in, and they get to look at all the candy and they laugh because they have silly candy in there. Like, you know, like one of them is hysterical. It makes them laugh every time. It's like llama poop candy. Like, I don't know why that's a thing, but it's funny to a six-year-old. And so she just sits there and giggles. But yeah, you know, so we went downtown. It was really busy, and saw people, you know, getting ready to go to the symphony. But it was nice to go downtown and see people out and doing things and being just, I hate the word, normal. And so I'm looking forward to more days like that, being able to go out, maybe get dressed up, do something like that with everyone. I have to tell you, I haven't been able to go to the symphony yet. I think my kids are now old enough, though, where, you know, I won't feel as guilty getting dressed up to leave them to go to something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes great sense, because you can't be tied to the house and the kids all the time. You got to get out there.
No. So last night I wrestled. One of my favorite bands is Need to Breathe. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
This may be hard to believe, but no, I haven't.
No. Okay. So they originally were a Christian band, but they've kind of like come into the indie rock scene, and they're very talented. And they just have a mix of, like I said, some Christian lyrics mixed with that indie rock and soul sound. And they were playing at the Wharf last night. And so I really wanted to go, but that's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a drive.
A little bit of a hike.
And, you know, we had church and all the things yesterday we're putting in. Mike is going to be really proud tomorrow when I tell him how much yard work, well, my husband's been doing. I'm not really helping too much, but I'm just potting all the plants. Mm. But, doing all the yard work. As soon as it hit about 3, and I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to buy my ticket last minute, because they still had, you know, the risers available. It wasn't mom guilt that held me home. It was the utter exhaustion I felt in my soul. And instead, I chose to watch the Oscars, which I'm telling you, Need to Breathe would have been better.
Yes, I think so. Just about anything would have been better. But anyway, I have an idea for next Saturday for you and the kiddies, too.
Yes.
Is the Burger Battle on the Bay.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes. That's put on by my friends at Southwest Rotary.
Okay.
And I'm going to be there.
Nice.
Tasting the burgers. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the ballpark.
Okay.
And it's, I believe, 11 o'clock it starts.
All right. That's something I'm definitely interested in. I've been eating red meat, not often, but more. I was a vegetarian for a really long time until I found out that it was hurting my tummy. So switched over to meat.
If you take the kids and
give
them free rein, you won't have to feed them for a couple of days.
That's probably so true. That's probably true. And I have definitely burger eaters in my house. All right, let's take another quick break here. It's about 9:55 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section, On the Market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wickens is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store.
My family has used Air Design forever, so whenever we have a problem with heating, cooling, or plumbing, there's only one number to call.
Call 202-COOL, night or day, Air Design Systems is on the way.
For fast, dependable HVAC service with honest pricing, you know who to call, and we're available for your after-hours emergencies at no extra cost.
Call 202-COOL, night or day, Air Design Systems is on the way.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Finding these great songs.
It's one of my favorites.
Ricky Nelson, is that who it is?
It is. It's Ricky Nelson, yes. It's one of my favorites. My grandmother's name was Mary Lou. And today is my niece Nora Lou's birthday.
Mm.
So paid a little tribute to my mom and Nora today. But it's one of my favorites. I love Ricky Nelson. I don't know. I feel like I tell people all the time I was born in the wrong... the wrong era when it comes to music, because this is my jam right there.
Yeah, there were some great songs back then.
Yeah, I mean, and they weren't, you didn't have to be scared about turning the radio too fast if your children were in the room.
Yes.
You know, crank the radio dial if they heard something. So we need to bring that back. We try to do that here, especially on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We try to keep it fun, light, entertaining. Yes. Make everybody smile and laugh, bring encouragement, tell them what to be a part of. And you said next Saturday.
Burger Battle on the Bay.
All right. Everybody's invited, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just need to buy a ticket.
All right. So buy a ticket. That's down at Maritime Park.
Yes. And don't forget PensacolaMagazine.com. We should mention Pensacola Magazine once
in
the program.
Go check out this beautiful issue, the wedding issue.
Yes.